Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our podcast, along with my sons, Gannon and Garrett. I'm Todd Fox, and together we are the Foxden Sports Podcast. Unfortunately, Kellen is unable to attend tonight, but got some information we want to talk about today, which has been an interesting day as well. But guys, how did the eclipse day go for you? What did you, anything interesting happen? Did you do anything for the eclipse?
Went out to the Paycom Park. They gave us all free glasses to look at the sun, and then turns out mine were like different than everyone else's. It was like extra dark, so I could barely even see it. But
yeah, that's what you get, buddy. It's probably what they did on purpose. did they feed you any? Did they have any good food today? Paycom?
Yeah. I mean, they had some Cajun chicken Alfredo, and then also they gave everyone like a moon pie. I didn't grab one because it didn't look very good, to be honest. But
I'm not a big fan. I'm not a marshmallow guy.
That's is that just what it's in there? Yeah.
Yeah, it's marshmallow. And we saw, I tried one when I was working at Bass Pro, and they were dry as all get out. So it wasn't very good. But
yeah.
Again, I know you guys had like, they closed school down. Is that right? Like classes? Yeah.
Classes from like
just the one noon class to four. Yeah.
Well, noon to four is pretty busy though.
But
yeah, it was a big old party and stuff. Free food, free
there
snacks.
There was a lot of people, right, from all around. Because
Yeah, they said there'd be 50,000. There weren't 50,000, but there's still a bunch of randos walking on campus though. It was pretty fun. Everybody was just out and about hanging out.
And did you guys have like 100% or something?
100%. Oh yeah, we had totality for like 2 minutes, I think, about 2 minutes. You could look at it without your glasses, and it was just this black dot with a white ring that's just like beaming out. It was pretty awesome.
You know, that's like the worst time to look at it, right?
No, you can look at it then.
No, that's the worst time to look at it.
Whatever.
It is. Because your eyes adjust as if it's covered, but the sun's still giving off the same amount.
That's what it is when it's normally, yeah.
I don't know.
No, you're like, you can look at it without your glasses, yeah. Whenever it was total.
All I know is it was interesting here because it wasn't completely covered, and then there was still light. So I was like, man, that's amazing that it got
dark and cooler. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it got a lot cooler here. I heard it was like 20 degrees.
It did get a lot cooler quick. Yeah,
very quickly. But anyway, it was interesting. It was cool. My phone's going off. I guess I'm such a popular guy. But yeah, let's see here. Also, Garrett, you had a birthday yesterday. You are now officially, what, 20? 4 years old. Yeah. There you go, man.
Turn that sucker off, man.
I updated my phone. It's an update, okay? So
you always had that sucker on loud. I lost you in Best Buy one day, and I was like, I have no idea. And then I heard a big old ringtone. I was like, oh, he's probably over here.
I agree. That's why you want to hear it. Like you goobs, like will walk around with you don't even know where you put your phone. You're going to lose it someday. I'm just telling you, it's going to happen because you have it on deck at library. Here,
say this thing right here.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It busts my wrist every time I get a notification.
Do you think I could read that if it was on my wrist? No, I couldn't.
Doesn't you know you get one? You don't have to let the whole world know. You know,
it's true.
That I got it. True. I mean, I can't hear, so I got to be able to hear it. And there's nothing
else here too, huh?
Plus, I got a different sounds for different people. So then I'd be like, okay, well, this is so and so. So does that make sense? Maybe not. But anyway,
read those text messages, or just gonna look over them, or
I don't. It was you goons, wasn't it? Yeah, you guys are.
Yeah, it was us. Yeah, it was.
What are you talking about? Me using my mic? I use my mic every week. What are you talking about?
It's not connected.
Yeah, I don't know, brother. You might want to check it out.
All right, now we're back. Got my microphone all working. How do you guys like my new mic? I mean, it's not really new, just the new, you know, OU Sooner colors for my little, what, I don't even know what this
looks
is.
It's a little more like Ohio State.
Might be a little, yeah, a little bright for Oklahoma, but.
Well, I didn't have my reason.
I think your crimson's getting just a little bit brighter.
Ooh. But, all right, you know, anyway. No. So, Garrett had a good birthday. We went and ate a little, what was it? Iron Chef, what was it called?
Iron Star Barbecue.
Iron Star. Pretty tasty. I am the only one that ate all their food, except for the gross okra. Wasn't very good, so that's it.
Pretty sure you chowed that down, too.
I ate a few of them because I didn't want to throw away.
So you didn't eat all your
food? Gannon, have you ever heard the story that I'm not a believer in throwing away food? Papa Obi taught me a long time ago, you can take what you want, but you gotta eat what you take. You don't throw any food away.
Right? Yeah, but if I order it, I'm not really taking it. I'm just kind of, I get, you know, it's on the plate.
Yeah, but I guarantee you didn't, I guarantee you didn't even eat your leftovers, did you?
I was going to eat the same day. I got it ready for me. For a nice little,
why not? That's what leftovers are for. Doesn't matter.
Now I'll eat it tonight.
Yeah, whatever. You won't eat.
Just I will.
Okay. Good for you. All right. So let's talk about a few things. So we already talked about that. Let's talk about the men's basketball championship game tonight. University of Connecticut versus Purdue, the Boilermakers there. Are you going to watch it? Do you care? Who's going to win? What are your thoughts?
UConn's winning. I don't know if I'm watching it because it's not till 9:30 or something. That's the dumbest thing ever.
Here. Yeah, 8:20.
That's the dumbest thing I've seen. But I think UConn's going to smoke them. So,
Gannon?
Yeah, I mean, I'll watch what I can.
What do you got going on?
Two club meetings, but I can watch the first half hopefully. But I think I agree with Gary though. It'll be fun and everything, but I don't know if it'll truly be a contest past like 15 minutes.
Gotcha. Okay.
UConn's just too good. They're way deeper than Purdue. Good. Purdue's they're the so first good. Team men's team I've ever seen, and not that Zach Edey's anything like crazy special, but like. He's just a college player that dominates. Nobody can match up with him.
Right.
And he's got a pretty easy path to get there for the most part.
Easier than, yeah. Yeah.
UConn for sure.
Well, that for sure, but than what you would expect too.
If Purdue wins, I think I'll come in like third place in that, in the little tournament thing that we did. What do you call it? Brackets. But if they lose, I'll be gone for. Way down, which is probably what's going to happen. But you know what makes me mad is on that bracket, I had UConn going, and then I watch some dumb TV show, and somebody says, oh, you know, it hasn't been a repeat champion and since, you know, whatever year it was. And
you're like, well.
And I'm just like, so I changed it. So hacked off. But hey, it is what it is, right? We don't win anything anyway. But. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting game tonight. Who are you for? Are you for anybody? Or do you not really care? Probably don't care.
UConn.
Are you really?
Yeah. I'm UConn just for Chet, honestly.
Chet went to Gonzaga, but yeah.
Yeah. What do you bet Chet?
Whoa. Wow,
Thunder, man. Right. Thunder Insider over here.
Yeah, you're
Thunder
right.
Thunder Insider.
Yeah, that's all right. He's in college, and that's what he gets for looking up at the eclipse, man. I kind of messed him up a little
bit. Yeah. Yeah, you can look at the clips without any glasses.
Okay. You can't. Here you could. Probably not there, but.
Well, no.
Yeah, you're totally right, though.
All right, so that's going to be happening, but I know we got some news. I mean, not that big news to us, but big news in the college basketball world. John Calipari is going to the University of Arkansas to be the Razorbacks head coach. Were you shocked, and do you think it's a good idea?
I think it's a win-win for everyone involved. I think it's a win-win for Kentucky to get rid of him because he sucks there, honestly. And he was there with a lifetime contract, and if they wanted to buy him out, it would have been like 30-something million.
Yeah.
So I think they got bailed with him getting a really good offer from Arkansas. I think Arkansas still improved head coach wise. I think he's going to get them a lot of good recruits. Sure. He's going to make
a fantastic recruiter
every so often into the final four or elite eight. He's not going to win anything because we've seen that track record for enough years at this point. But I mean, apparently like the domino effect is because SMU hired USC's head coach and then Arkansas's head coach left for USC.
Right.
And now Cal Perry is going to Arkansas, which we're already seeing a lot of Kentucky players leaving, but
recruits and all.
Yeah.
I was like, this is exactly what happened to OU. I mean, you had, still a top five head coach at the time, at least, and going to USC. And apparently there was a lot of rumors swirling around that they'd been in talks for a while and probably did some questionable things to get him there. But yeah, apparently Arkansas gave him like one of the biggest NIL budgets in the country. So that was one of the bigger deciding factors for him.
Yeah.
My roommate was flying. Or I guess just last night he was flying back to Little Rock to drive back, you know, from Texas. And he said that there's the U16, like U.S. basketball team on his flight. And like some of them already had offers and everything, and they're only like sophomores. So that's pretty impressive. They already have offers, but some of their parents were on the same flight too with him. And he said that like some of the kids were like, "Mom, we gotta like check out Arkansas," because the news just broke like right then. And he was like, all the kids, because like I said, they're talented, they already have offers, so they like, it was very normal. Like he wasn't like, "We need to find a way to get there." Like he was just like, "We need to check it out." It's pretty cool though.
You're about a couple hours away from Fayetteville.
Yeah
was a big talk on campus at all today or not?
No,
you guys got a lot of people from a lot of different places.
Party doesn't really strike me as the kind of sporty people, more of like the on stage kind of people and
whatever. So you mentioned it just a second ago, and Calipari, like let's see, last, you know, they were bounced the first round this year, second round last year. 2022 they lost in the first round. They missed their tournament in 2021, and then 2020 was obviously COVID. 2019 they got bounced in the Elite Eight, so they were better back then. Sweet 16 and Elite Eight in the second round in 2016, and then Final Four in 2015. So haven't made the Final Four since 2015. I know they won it in 2012. I mean, he's had some really good players come through there. I saw a picture on social media a few days ago, and it showed, you know, all these different players with a picture of him, a recent picture, because Shea was in there, Carl Anthony Towns.
All-star game.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
And I think Devin Booker. I mean, but it was pretty impressive seeing all those players on there. I didn't remember if Cason Wallace was there or not. I don't remember, but if he's in the picture though.
But anyway, I don't know about the picture.
It's pretty impressive that he's put together those kind of people. The only question I have is like, I mean, I guarantee you, I don't know this, but I mean, they were probably doing something to get all those kind of recruits, right? Now that everybody's able to do that kind of stuff with NIL, I wonder if that makes him not as good, you know what I mean, as a recruiter now. I don't know the answer to that, because I don't think he's that, unfortunately, I don't think he's that great of a basketball coach. He's won everywhere he's been, though. I know he's at UMass. Well, I say that, take that back. He went to the New Jersey Nets and didn't do very well. And one at Memphis.
Who's that Memphis?
Going over to,
I think he's a great coach. I think he's a terrible game management, because if he wasn't a good coach, you're not going to have that talent in the NBA. Like, if you're a high-rated recruit and you go to Kentucky, that's probably your best chance to go to the league from what we've seen. But, I mean, to the point, like, he, in however many years he's been there, he's only made the Final Four four times. Like, that's kind of embarrassing. To have that type of school, like, that's I'm just doing a comparison, but that's if Nick Saban was at Bama and only went to the college football playoffs four times. Right. Like,
I think he came in 2009. I'm not 100% sure. I think, because I think I counted it up today, he was there 15 years.
15 years, 100%
sure. Some possible replacements, which again, for me, I do like Kentucky. They're one of my favorite basketball schools. But Scott Drew from Baylor might be one, is what I've seen. Who knows if any of this is true? The former Florida coach and Thunder coach and now Chicago Bull coach, Billy Donovan. You think he'd be a good fit there?
He wouldn't be bad. He's much more of a college coach anyways.
I think he'd do pretty good.
I wouldn't. Yeah. Like, if I was a...
The craziest thing I've seen is the UConn head coach.
Yeah, I saw
I'm
that.
Like, there I'm is like, no. Absolutely no way that guy's leaving UConn.
Right, no, no.
I was like, that's like if Jim Harbaugh would have left Michigan to go to Bama. That would have made no sense.
It doesn't make any sense. I agree.
Because they're doing football comparison because that's all I really know. But
no, I agree with you.
That puts it in perspective, though. Yeah.
You know, I've seen because you're right. I saw his name. I saw Nate Oates from Alabama. Shaka Smart, who I like. Shaka Smart. He didn't do well at Texas, but he's at Marquette. I think he's a good coach. I just don't think he fits there. I've seen Iowa State's coach. I don't know how you say his last name. TJ Otzelberger, something to that name. And then two names that I thought were pretty good names, but I don't know. What are y'all laughing at? That's not funny. Two pretty good names. Brad Stevens, who used to coach Butler, coached the Celtics, which would be interesting.
He's not going to go from a GM role at the Celtics to a...
There's no way.
There's no way.
He's like one of the best GMs in the league.
Yeah, you're a GM of the best team in the NBA.
Phenomenal.
All right. I'm just saying his name was on
the
list.
I mean, if they could pull 100%. If Kentucky can get him, go right ahead. That'd be a huge snag.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying
he's not doing that.
Yeah, to get that off the pod. I mean, come on.
Come on.
I want you to start the podcast off with this. All right. But anyway, you know who I would love? Who? Jay Wright, but I don't think he'll go back into. Remember Villanova's coach?
Yeah. Oh, the analyst now?
That dude is one of the sharpest guys I've ever seen. He's classy as all get out. But I think from what everything I've heard, that what drove him out was he saw the writing on the wall with all this NIL, and he was like, he didn't want to deal with it. And I don't blame him either, though. But he's a fantastic coach, though.
I heard one name that I was like, that'd be good, was Garrett Fox.
Yeah, you know, I've...
Now, they're not going to go for him, but he's really pushing for it.
I thought that
well,
would
be well, he is mobile right now, from what I hear.
I mean, I've heard the rumors. I've heard the rumblings, and I've gotten a couple text messages from people that are, you know, within the school and the administration. Yeah. But
yeah. Oh my goodness.
Until I start seeing the numbers, it's not going to be anything legit. I can promise you that. So
let me ask you: if they offered you like $300,000, would you do it?
They give me $25,000. I'm doing that. Can you imagine? Like, my gosh, I'd be like, I'd have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm like, hey, guys.
Over, under 6.5 grand.
Oh, I'm getting at least 15. We're getting a good squad. We're probably making it second round in the SEC tourney. Probably lose to Oklahoma just because I'm a homer. And then
I would probably need about $2.2 million, just saying.
What? Yeah. Okay, well, and there's a reason your name's not up there. So
experience, man.
Yeah, there's a reason, man.
I think it's a good job. I'm very experienced. I think it's a great job, and we'll talk about that here in a second. What's cool is that obviously Kentucky is going to be coming here at some point to play as we go to the SEC. Arkansas with Calipari are going to come as well. And I was looking up, and I think I told you guys we were going to talk about this too. Like some of the top basketball jobs out there, who do you think is the top college job? Like, for college basketball?
I would have to go Duke.
Would you really? Okay.
I think Duke, and I get that's just from like my lifespan of who I feel like has been just, and that's mainly because of Krzyzewski or whatever, but.
Yeah,
for how long they've been good, but also being in North Carolina, where that's easily where the most basketball talent comes from, for sure, is the Carolinas. From what I feel like I think that's easily the number one.
And you think though? Think so as well, Eric Gannon. Yeah, I think North Carolina.
I was about to say North Carolina, but I mean, and this is just, I guess, the product of what they do, but like,
sure,
there's also a lot more NBA player. Like, North Carolina does not really translate to the NBA, which, like I said, technically speaking, that's partially the coach. Fair. So you could be the difference, but in my head, I think that Duke recruits much more NBA, like like, what'd you call that? NBA schemed players. I don't know what you'd say, but.
Well, yeah. The reason why I say North Carolina is Dean Smith had those guys rolling in the 70s, 80s, 90s, you know, and then I know they took a little bit of a dip when Roy Williams came back, and then.
Then why is Miami not the best football coach? Like, you got to go you got to go recency somewhat.
I know.
You do. You have to. Because you can walk in there and preach like. You can go in there.
One seed this year. Why? What are you talking about?
Look, what did they do? Either way, I know Duke didn't do anything still, but like, it doesn't matter if you don't win the whole thing. But like, you can't just walk in there and be like, yeah, 70s, 80s, we were really good. They don't care.
They've been good in the 2000s. They've been good as early as a few years ago when Roy Williams was still there.
Your only selling point in North Carolina probably like the last decade is Michael Jordan. That's it.
Oh, stop it. You got no idea.
Well, then what else would you have?
I'm saying because nobody else cares about the championships from like.
They do. That's North Carolina.
The fans do. Players don't. So
give me some more. Like, who would you say, like, because
Kansas
say Duke
is for sure up there.
Yeah, Kansas. I have Kansas ranked number two.
Okay.
I have Kansas ranked number two. And then I have Kentucky three.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know about my ranking. I just know Michigan State. I feel like Tom Izzo's kind of put them on the map 100%.
100%. I agree.
But here's another criteria for me is it has to be a true basketball school. I don't think it can be one school that's like a good basketball school and a really good football team too. Like, I think the best college teams for basketball, like, you have to be a pure basketball school, which is why Duke or the Carolinas, Villanova, UConn, Kansas, like, they don't have, they're not known at all for football.
Gonzaga.
At all. So,
Louisville.
Yeah, Gonzaga doesn't even have a football team. So,
right. And these teams, the guys I'm rolling off, I mean, I'm not ranking these guys, but I agree. I hear what you're saying. Like, Arizona has always been historically one of the better programs in college basketball. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, like, on this list, it says, like, Tennessee. No chance.
I don't know.
One, I don't know why. Also, I get they probably have a lot of money and some decent talent in the state, but you're a football school by far. Like, your football team's good. I don't know. I don't see how that could work.
I think Rick Barnes, the coach there, is one of the best coaches in basketball, and I think he has brought them back. I don't know if I should say back, because all growing up they were okay. You know who Bruce Pearl is, the head coach at Auburn? Well, he was coaching Tennessee at one point, and he got him real good. Of course, he was cheating, and he got fired for it. But
ain't cheating, ain't trying.
Yeah, Raiders. But anyway, yeah, I mean, there's some good programs out there. Indiana has always got a good history. You know what
they're
I mean?
They're a blue blood still classified as it.
If Kelvin Sampson never gets fired at that school, I think he probably still – I mean, obviously, I think he'd still be there possibly because he was such a good coach and he's doing a great job at Houston. Now, Houston is not one of the top jobs, but they're a good basketball school for sure. 100%, especially and a lot of it is due to him. Louisville's got some history. UCLA's got a lot of history, but they just haven't done a whole lot lately. You know, I saw a couple other schools on there that I was like, I just don't know. Like, it had Texas on one of the lists I was looking at. I'm like, I don't think of them as a basketball school at all. I think of them purely football. Michigan, I feel the same way. Even though Michigan has had some really good basketball teams in the past, and what I couldn't understand is I looked on several different sites, and Arkansas was ranked always in one of those top 10, top 15 as for coaching jobs, which I thought, that's interesting. What do you guys think about that?
I think it's just mainly the criteria they have. That's their school. That's their sport. They know it. They spend a lot more money. Well, not a lot more, but they spend some of the most money on basketball compared to other schools. Like, I don't know. I think they just do a good job.
I'm not a fan of Arkansas. I mean, I don't hate him, but I'm just like, they're just always kind of like a little brother to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But anyway, I was curious what y'all thought, because college jobs. All right. So I know I sent a note. I kind of wanted to talk about this, add this on tonight, but talk a little bit about Caitlin Clark and women's basketball. Did you guys happen to watch any of that at all? Yeah.
I watched most of Caitlin Clark game in the tournament. Yeah. Honestly.
Why? Why?
Because she's exciting. I mean,
yeah.
What I tell everybody, the reason everyone wants to watch her is because she's so unconventional. She's the first, and we've seen like mixtures of her, but like women's basketball is so fundamental, it's boring. Every girl had at least up until now, had the same shot. They did the exact same moves. They did everything was the exact same. Because they were taught that way, and there was only one way to do it. And if you were good at it, great. If not, sorry about it. But and you have Clark and a few others, but mainly Clark, who's taking these Steph Curry-esque shots, like off balance, running away threes. Like, I mean, no look passes, everything. It's just something that I think the main thing the game was missing, along with just some of the other things that obviously women's sports just can't do, like dunking and.
Yeah.
Also, I was thinking, like, you don't see crazy blocks because they can't get up and, like, smoke it. Like, but.
I get it.
Nah, she's just so unconventional, and she's the closest thing so far to, like, men's basketball, just chucking that thing up, but also being really good at it and making it.
Sure. Gannon, were you going to say anything about it? Or go ahead.
I'll say one thing that, like, you didn't mention or whatever, but, like, the gap of, I guess, athleticism. And the NBA is much wider than any women's basketball. Like, the most athletic professional or college level women's basketball player, like, the gap isn't as big athletically. It's just more technical and stuff like that that makes the difference.
Yeah.
But, and not that she's athletic or like that, but since she's head and shoulders above in a lot of different areas, it's just like Gary was kind of saying, we've never seen anybody in this way be that much better.
Gotcha.
Like, but, you weren't allowed, like, they weren't allowed to take a shot, a 3-point shot, 2 feet behind the line. And now she's sitting there probably 15. It's like, and making it.
Yeah.
So, why, because, I mean, there's some hate out there from, and I got a list of some people here, like, I don't know if you know who Jemele Hill is, saying the only reason Caitlin Clark is getting all this coverage is because she's white. And I'm like, Jemele Hill has always been a divider, man. Like, she's terrible. I think she's probably a terrible individual.
I don't think she even works for
I don't think so either. A company anymore. Like, because she was on ESPN for a while, you know, all that. Cause, I mean, she's garbage anyway. But then a couple of former UConn players, Diana Taurasi, who was really good in college.
And WNBA. And
then, yeah. And Brianna, I think it's Brianna.
Brianna Stewart.
Brianna Stewart.
Brianna Stewart. Brianna.
Brianna, yeah, Brianna Stewart won, you know, four titles at UConn.
They got beat by a better player. That's
and
all.
There's, and just they, a lot of, there's a lot of mouthiness, and man. They,
I like think any.
It's funny because
jealousy. What do you think?
Anytime anybody voices that opinion of like hatred or whatever, they have nothing to back it up. And they cut it real short because they can't say anything more, like, beyond that one sentence of whatever they're saying. Like, it's pretty easy to spot that they're just, like you said, just very jealous.
I think if you're, especially them, like, if you're in the WNBA and always, I mean, they're always fighting for more views and stuff.
Advantage of this.
Well, yeah, like, the only reason you're hating on it is because you know she is three times better than you. And if you're done with a sport, like you just mentioned, like Diana or whatever, you know she's going to be a better player from day one than you ever were, and she's going to pass every single thing you did. Like, she's different. She puts, like you were about to say, I think, she puts the league on the map. I mean, hypothetically, we don't have one, but if the Oklahoma City had a team and came into town, I would seriously consider going.
Yeah, she puts rear ends in seats, right? She makes money. So you think these people would be happy that they're going to be making some money off
of
that.
Loads of money, dude.
The viewership, you saw viewership rolled
And I think I saw something a minute ago pop up that said that was the highest game since maybe 2019. I think men's or women's.
It's the second most watched sporting event in ESPN. This is for UConn, Iowa. I don't know what the numbers were last night, but it's the second most highest watched sporting event on ESPN outside of football ever, at like 14.9 million or something like that. So outside of football, second most watched game ever, which is insane. But like you said, I mean, I'll see if I can put the clips in YouTube, but look at Caitlin Clark's first bucket compared to the bucket where she hit the or broke the record for the most points scored. And listen to the crowd. It's insane what she did. But, I mean, their preseason game, they held it in the freaking Iowa football stadium and sold it out almost. Like,
yeah.
You don't do that. You're not normal if you do that. You're just not. There has to be a fan base for it, but you're telling me Iowa? Really? Like,
right. No, you're right. 100%. I know she wanted to go to UConn. Did you know that? But they didn't even call her.
Never called her, which is just odd to me, just because like she was a very high rated recruit. But I mean, we all know Gio something, UConn's head coach.
Yeah, I don't know how you say
that. He's really good. And I think once he got Paige, or I think he knew he wanted Paige, who's also tremendous. But Paige
Beckerson. It says here, for the third time in 7 days, Clark and the Hawkeyes shattered the TV viewership record for women's college basketball. This time, their NCAA championship final loss drew 18.7 million viewers. So the broadcast peaked at a whopping 24 million at one point. So it's pretty impressive, though. I mean, regardless, because I mean, I think it's cool. She helped put I don't want to say she put college basketball on the map. I'm not going to say that, but I mean, she helped elevate it 100%. There's some lady, an older lady out there who's talking about like there's records that she has all the scoring records. It's not Caitlin Clark. It's because they had they used a men's basketball and there was no 3-point line, all that. And it's like, whatever, lady, like you're ridiculous. So be quiet.
Yeah.
Go back to your pudding and relax. You know what I mean?
I bet that beats out the men's game tonight. One, because it's at 9:30 at night in most areas. Yeah.
East Coast is 9:20. And that's the problem with it. I think Purdue is in the East Coast. I'm not 100% sure, because I think they're in Indiana, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, what I'm saying is, you guys have seen it. Like, the majority of the country lives in the East and central time zones.
Yeah, there's
not very, not, you know, not as many obviously in the mountain, and then you got quite a few in the west
Pacific.
But the problem is majority of us are in these two, and it's like, what the heck? Why would they not start this here? 7:20 needs to be started at 7:20, because I got news for you. I'm gonna try to stay up and watch it, but
Dan said, I mean, if it's 10 minutes in and UConn's rolling, I'm like, all right, I've no reason to stay up and watch this.
100%. I got to get up at, I think, like 4:30 in the morning. So,
no time shot. So tired.
I'm always tired. But anyway. And then kind of last thing about basketball, let's kind of shift to the NBA real quick. I just want to talk about kind of a disappointing several days, I don't know, 10 days or so with the Thunder. I know. Well, I mean, and I get it. They've got some of these players that are hurt. I totally understand it. I shouldn't say these players. That's Shea and J-Dub, but
our top
they
two,
lost to Philadelphia, lost to Boston, lost to Indiana. And, you know, a couple, you know, they dropped that one against Houston a few weeks ago. But anyway, so now they are ranked third, which I think, to be quite honest with you, I don't know about you, but I think that's probably where they'd rather be, because right now they would play Phoenix if the playoffs started today.
We would smoke Phoenix.
You know what I mean? So maybe, I don't know, but upcoming games, I have that up. They play Sacramento tomorrow night. They play against, these next four games are all at home. Sacramento, San Antonio on Wednesday, man, back to back. Friday against Milwaukee, and then Sunday against Dallas. And I would love to go to that Sunday game, but the problem is, I guarantee you Luka's not going to play anyway again, because it'll be, you know, one of the last games of the season.
I wouldn't say that, because there's a decent chance they'll still be fighting to stay out of the play-in.
You think so? They're because right now they're 48-30.
They're two games up. So that could like by that point they could be tied for all we know.
Yeah. If not in it, trying to get out. Like
a win to stay out of it. Yeah.
Granted, I looked at their schedule. Pretty easy. Like I'd be shocked if that was the case, but I would expect Luka to still play.
Sure. I mean, I don't probably won't go anyway, because I think we got plans that Sunday night. But anyway, so real quick, the Thunder, you know, the playoffs will be basically the season will be over next week when we have this podcast. So, but they played a lot better this year than I think a lot of people expected, even I expected, which is fantastic. My hope for them is to at least get out of the first round, preferably second round as well. But that'll be interesting to see how they're still young. But I think they got a good future. I know the Oklahoma City Blue are playing in the that championship, so they've got. I mean, they're dominating all the way around. They're just young.
It's just a winning culture right now.
Yeah, 100%. It's great, to be a part of.
It always has been too.
Yeah.
Well, it has. In the past 4 years, decade. It has been.
Yeah, it has been. They just had a rough patch. Whenever
I don't think it was with Durant and Westbrook. Or Westbrook alone.
I mean, it's still a winning culture whenever you're a top three team in the NBA for multiple years.
You can be a winning team without the winning culture, though. We haven't had the winning culture since Daigneault came in. And even when we were losing like that, I think we had a more winning culture than we did any time with Westbrook on the team.
I don't know. We'll see. That's very interesting. That'll be a topic for another day of discussion. What do you think? But yeah, I know next week, not this Thursday, but the next Thursday, I don't know the date on that. Probably
next
what was that?
Thursday,
the 26th or something like the 25th.
The 18th.
18th is that's the NFL draft, right? 18th,
or is it the 25th? I'm pretty sure it's the 25th.
All right.
It's like 20-ish.
Right, so never mind. Man, daggum, man. I'm way off, so we got to talk about some NFL news here coming up with the NFL draft, but not sure. And then Garrett, what do you got going on this weekend? Anything big?
Yeah, just moving to Springfield. That's about it.
Unbelievable, Gary. So I'm gonna have one son in Georgia, one in Missouri, one in Arkansas, and I'm sitting here moving the family back to Oklahoma. Because thinking everybody would be here and you goobers are all gone. Way to go.
Yeah, good old Callie, though. Locking it down.
She's going to take care of me. 100%. But anyway, yeah. Good luck on your move, Gary. Just good luck. We need to get probably Lance on for a little
draft or something. Well. Yeah.
Ooh, that would be kind of cool to do a little mock draft. Remember, you can do those on the computer and they're fun. So.
Yeah.
But anyway. All right, so Fox Den would love to tell you we appreciate you listening to our podcast today. No matter how you're listening, we appreciate that. I know you can get us on YouTube. You can watch us on YouTube as well. So if you would subscribe to that, that'd be fantastic. The more subscribers we have, the better it is for us. And if make comments, too. Let us know what your thoughts are, how we're doing, and what other things you'd like to see. But as always, I would like to remind everyone that iron sharpens iron.
Please stay safe and be savage and not average.
And remember to join the Skulk. There's our fans out here. We had a couple. He got a little screen fright, though. So we had to help
Who is
off.
That?
That was my
Collins?
Buddy Russell.
Oh, nah, Russell. No. I want to see Collins. All right, and until next time.
Goodbye, everybody.
Boomer Sooner.